The clock is ticking in South Sudan. On January 9th, the semi-autonomous region is scheduled to hold a referendum, one that's much anticipated. Voters will decide if their region should declare its independence from the rest of Sudan and become Africa's newest nation. The voter registration process has been underway since November 15th. The goal is to register more than 4 million people by December 1st. Sean Carberry of PRI's America Abroad traveled to South Sudan to see how the registration process is going.
It's a hot Sunday afternoon in the equatorial city of Juba. About 20 men and women are gathered in the shade outside a government training center.
So now the gate is open, huh?
An instructor is running them through the steps of registering voters.
Now you put on the table the necessary thing that you need for now. And those things which you don't need for now,
put them aside.
The training covers the basics, like laying out the table and opening the registration kit, as well as the complexities of verifying the ID and eligibility of voters. In order to register, someone either has to have been born in the South prior to 1956 or be a child of someone who was.
I'm called Ubaldo Anthony from Juba County, and I'm here to attend the training.
Ubaldo Anthony is about one of 8,000 people who will work in the 2,600 or so registration centers scattered across southern Sudan.
We started yesterday. Today, they taught us practical part of the training, what is actually going to take place.
Registering to vote in southern Sudan isn't what you'd expect. In a country lacking effective bureaucracy and public records, not everyone has an ID card, which means people can't immediately prove who they are.
Most of the people in the rural areas, they will be identified either by the chiefs or elders that stay in the area. If he knows you, then he will convince me that that guy lives in my area, you can allow him to register. But here in the town, most of the people, I'm sure, they've got nationality certificates, IDs, and passport, something of that kind.
And even those who do have ID cards often don't realize they need them to register. That's one of the many challenges of conducting a referendum in South Sudan, where illiteracy rates are high, media penetration is low, and this process is something unprecedented. Yuan Segin Yamin is the village chief charged with identifying people at this registration center in Malakal, the capital of South Sudan's Upper Nile state. In just the first 2 days of registration, the center processed nearly 500 voters. Yamin says a number of them showed up the first day without ID.
But today, those who registered yesterday went and told their people that they have to come with their identity cards and all these things. There are only few today, few people today.
And so the few who didn't have cards today, did you know them? Were you able to identify them and say they were allowed to register?
Yes, it's very, very important. Because you identify somebody whom you know. You may know the father, you may not know that this is a young guy, but the father, you will know through the father. That is what we are doing here now.
It seems like old school Chicago politics. A local boss, in this case an elder or a chief, makes the call whether people get to vote in the referendum. This is not exactly a system that would pass muster in most developed societies these days. But even U.S. diplomats accept that it's a local solution to a local problem. Sitting in her office in Juba, Marikaje Lorna agrees. She's the Secretary General of the Sudan Domestic Election Monitoring and Observation Program, or SUDAMOP. It's an independent civil society agency.
The beauty of southern Sudanese community is that we almost know everybody. So I don't see it as a challenge as such to identify who is a Southern Sudanese.
What SUDAMOP and many in the South see as the bigger challenge is making sure that everyone who registers actually turns out on January 9th. The rules of the referendum state that 60% of those who register must vote or the results are void. And there's widespread concern that the North will find ways to suppress the turnout, whether that's registering Southerners living in the North and preventing them from voting, or sending people to the South to buy registration cards off of poor people. Marikaje Lorna.
Sudan is capable of doing anything. We are watching. And once we see something, an issue of concern, we will raise it up.
For The World, I'm Sean Carberry in Juba, Sudan.